It's 4:32. Good afternoon. I'm Michael Tomczyk, WFAE News. A growing chorus of Mecklenburg County citizens and elected officials is calling for a complete redo of the 2011 property tax revaluation. The independent review completed last week found most of the new property values are accurate, but values in a small percentage of neighborhoods, maybe 10%, are significantly out of whack, according to the report. So now what? The Mecklenburg County Commission meets tonight at 6. WFAE's Julie Rose joins me in the studio to talk about the options. Julie, what are the chances of a complete do-over?
Well, it looks like the Republicans on the commission are leaning in that direction, but County Manager Harry Jones is recommending against a redo. He thinks the county should just correct the problems in the neighborhoods that were identified as having the major issues with inequity.
Who would do that work?
Jones wants the commission to hire an outside firm. He estimates it would take about a year, cost as much as $2.5 million to clean up those major problems with the 2011 revaluation. The more minor inconsistencies would be handled by the current tax assessor's staff. But the idea of having existing staff involved in the process at all, even just as a supervisory role, is a problem for some. Commissioner Bill James wrote a strongly worded email to the county manager yesterday calling for basically a house cleaning.
So he wants people fired?
Well, at least he wants them held responsible and certainly not allowed to have any role in planning or implementing future revaluations. Incidentally, the Cornelius Town Commission last night passed a resolution along the same lines.
And what about the people who've been paying too much property tax these last 2 years because, you know, their neighborhoods were assessed incorrectly? Is the county manager promising refunds?
Not at all. Any fixes that would happen would only apply to future tax bills. Now, if the county commission tonight decides they do want to go back and offer refunds, scrap the whole 2011 revaluation, do it all over again, that would require special approval from the state legislature because current law doesn't allow it.
Okay. Julie Rose, thanks. And we'll be listening for your report tomorrow morning on Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Michael.